Blog Talk Radio.
Presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam. Hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives, the previous broadcast, and the richness of what has been shared each week are always available online at blogtalkradio.com/Inspired Media, the number four, the letter U, blogtalkradio.com/Inspired Media, the letter four, the number four, the letter U, Inspired Media for You. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we had an open forum, Ask Coach Adams. The coach was in session, and wow, it was a rich and empowering time. If you missed it, you definitely want to check out the archive. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we have a powerful panel of guests that are sharing with us here in the virtual boardroom. We are having a Win Shop Shape Up Reflection. I'm real excited about it. Looking forward to jumping right in. Please allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast, the Win Shop Shape Up panel, and I will share for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for you, our global listening audience, to participate, at which we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment. We encourage you to chime in, our audience, and we welcome the same. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to the show today. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Ultimately, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. This past Saturday was my 4 hours of power wind shop, shape up and win with Coach Adams. It was truly the birth of a vision, and it brings me great joy to have our panel share their experience as we reflect from this Saturday's wind shop. As you know, Motivational Mondays is about equipping you and giving you motivation and empowerment, and the fact that this baby has been birthed, it's important for us to really share the experience of getting on the other side of any press, any struggle, the benefits of crystallizing your vision, staying committed to the course, and manifesting the thing. Without further ado, I'm going to jump right in with our esteemed panel of guests. I'm going to first bring in Brittany Johnson. Brittany Johnson, do forgive me, Brittany Brown. I'm looking at notes incorrectly. Brittany Brown, I know who she is, my beautiful girl. And so I'm bringing in and transitioning Brittany Brown. And I want you to share with us, Brittany, in a nutshell, who is Brittany Brown? I know the broadcaster in you would be like, Coach Adams, that is the biggest faux pas that you could ever make to say someone's name incorrectly on the air.
I know.
It's okay. Who is Brittany Brown? Oh, my goodness. I guess there's two parts of me. The first part you just said, Coach Shania, the broadcaster in me, and then there's the Christian apologist in me. So those are the two sides that really encompass everything that I am.
And, you know, I like for individuals to know that are listening in, who are they hearing from? And, of course, you shared in this Saturday's Wind Shop, from your point of view, give us a reflection. Take us into this experience from Brittany Brown's point of view.
Well, to be quite honest with you, you know, I'm a straight shooter, Coach Shania. I was very skeptical. Coming into the Shape Up and Win workshop, primarily because I have been to another, a spiritual empowerment environment, and I figured it was going to be the same thing. And in so many words, I just thought it was going to be the light version of that, you know, all the information just in a quarter amount of the time. And not only that, I also had other things that I was dealing with. So there were just, I was hearing a lot of voices of and reasons in my mind of why I shouldn't go. But to be quite honest with you, I was so glad to go. It was not what I expected. It was really refreshing and encouraging and motivating to be around women who are more seasoned in their faith. And to just absorb and really take in the wisdom that was going forth, especially during our think tank session. Although I didn't share my vision that God has given me, I was taking in so many nuggets, so many valuable nuggets from all the other women that were there. I'm in my 20s, so I really appreciate surrounding myself around women that are more seasoned in the faith, because I need as much wisdom that I can possibly get. Another thing, one of my biggest takeaways, Coach Shania, would be definitely I was literally trained for wisdom on a very important meeting that's coming up for me. And had I not gone to this wind shop, I would have never received the answer. I would have gone into this meeting the wrong way completely. And you said pretty much to not expect someone to tell you who you are, or to tell, not to expect someone to tell you what your vision is, but for you to be intentional in your dealings with people and be clear with what exactly God is telling you what your assignment is and what exactly your vision is. And because I was lacking a more concentrated vision, a more clear vision, I was literally going to go into this meeting in the entirely, just an entirely negative disposition and just the wrong disposition. And so I'm so glad that I went to Shape Up and Win. It was just completely amazing. Thank you so much, Coach Shania.
You know, it's truly my pleasure, and it's so humbling to hear your reflection, and I'm really honored by it, and I thank you, and I know that my girl is a straight shooter, so I thank you for bringing it straight to say I was skeptical, because there are others that may have missed this July opportunity and was feeling like, oh, I was skeptical, I didn't know exactly what to expect, and she kept talking about the wind shop, 4 hours of power, join in, and I love that you were being very transparent in that, that you were skeptical, but yet apparently it sounds like there was still a draw, and you went with great reservation, and yet you received what I'm hearing to be such a blessing.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, Coach Shania, oftentimes we're bombarded by so many self-help books and teachings, and it's just do it on your own and you'll be fine. But what I loved about your shop was that there was a lot of scriptural support. It wasn't just we can think it, wish it, want it. It was no, be in constant meditation, be in constant worship, you know, with God, our Creator, and allow Him to tell us, to reveal to you what it is your assignment is, your individual assignment, because we all know that we've been commissioned to, you know, go out and spread the gospel to the uttermost parts. But I believe that we all have individual assignments, and so we're supposed to make sure that we stay in constant connection with Him and constant worship. And I just love that everything that you said was backed by Scripture. That's very important for me. That's the apologist in me. I do not want to just hear, think it, wish it, want it. I want to have doctrinal and theological support behind what I'm doing, and that's what you brought. And I just really appreciate you for that. That's what, in my opinion, sets your workshop apart.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for that. I do want to ask you, as we transition to our next panelist, what would you say was the greatest nugget, jewel, gem that Brittany took away?
Strategizing. I thought that having a vision, you know, having an idea of what God is telling me to do was enough. All I had to do was just, you know, pray on that, and it's just going to magically appear. The strategizing section of your workshop was very eye-opening for me. It was eye-opening and humbling because I realized I was wrong, and I struggle with pride, Coach Shania, so I was like, okay, I don't want to be wrong. Like, I'm good where I'm at, but I realized that although I may have a vision or an idea of what it is that God is telling me to do, I need to make sure that I write it down, that I make it plain, that I strategize. What am I doing? What steps can be made? And I love the moment where you gave us a minute to actually think about some steps that we could take practically in order to, you know, allow our vision to come to fruition. So that strategizing nugget that you gave was my biggest takeaway, for sure.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Brittany. I ask that if you can, hang as long as you can with us. We may come back to you if time permits. I want to take on our next panelist. Now I am going to bring in last name Johnson, Rose Johnson. We welcome you to the boardroom and share with our listening audience, who is this beautiful light known as Rose Johnson, in a capsule.
Thank you so much, Coach Adams, and love and peace and upliftment to everyone on the call. May God continually bless you over and over with triple portions. So I'm Rose Johnson. I'm an instructional designer, technical writer, corporate trainer, web designer, and about to be an author on a book that God has pressed me to write over the last 7 years as it relates to uterine fibroid tumors, so that I can help our sisters out in a huge way by divulging my 15-year experience dealing with this horrific disorder and how I overcame it by the grace of God.
Wowzer. And I know that there's so many other layers to Miss Rose Johnson, and definitely we are planning to have you back on as a guest to talk about the release of your book and the details of that. So know that that'll be on the horizon. But let us talk about Shape Up and Win. This 4 hours of Power Win shop that you attended, what was Rose Johnson's experience?
Okay. There are a couple of words, and I'll keep it real short, Coach Adam. Here are the words. Phenomenal, fantastic, perfection, extraordinary, brilliant, and outstanding. As Brittany mentioned, I have been to several workshops considering one of my businesses or things that I do is corporate training. I have never witnessed a presenter deliver information in such a cohesive, spiritual, and uplifting way in an environment filled with the most powerful women I have ever met in my entire life. And I say that truly and humbly. What was most fascinating to me was that opening, which is not your usual of walk going around the table so that everyone can introduce themselves and what they do. You had us on our feet. You had us taking that chance to approach someone else and say, here is my word. Here is what I do. Who are you? That was absolutely brilliant. Also, number two, what I found just it was one of a kind hearing others speak more so than myself. Oftentimes we figure we pay to go to these wind shops, workshops to be heard, when in actuality, the biggest takeaway was sitting and listening as others were able to chime in and talk about what they were working on. I was able to make some recommendations, not just to give information, but by my opening up to say, hey, what do you think about that, made me stronger in my journey in finalizing the book. Also, you know, due to your total delivery with precision, I was just able to glean so much, even if it was a look, you know, even though some women weren't able to talk about what they do, what their struggles are, where they're going, just the look, the grace of every single woman in your wind shop was such a huge takeaway. After leaving the workshop, I was so empowered, I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning, reflecting, writing my book, and feeling so empowered in getting to the finish line. And I thank you so much for that.
Wow, you have me speechless. I feel like Urkel in the movie, the show Family Matters. Did I do that? I'm like, wow, what is she talking about? Wow, I'm so humbled and honored by your reflection, a tremendous blessing. And it is truly, of course, to God be all the glory, just walking in his divine purpose. And it really blesses me to hear the reflections from you all that are part of the panel, because I'm in the moment of it. So I, of course, don't feel it the way that you do. So to get a sense of how it impacted you, because my heart's desire was that I would create an environment that would lend to an experience, that would lend to an encounter, that it wouldn't just be, okay, I went to this seminar, I went to this workshop, and I got pumped up. I remember going to a workshop or a seminar many years ago, very well-known name. I won't call a name. You would know the name. And I left so pumped up, like on fire, you know. But after that, it was like, okay, I was pumped, but that was it. I was just pumped. And my desire was that I would create an experience, an encounter that would be impactful and stay with you and then give support to continue that momentum and the journey. So, wow, thank you for that reflection. Please stand by. Want to have and give our additional panel members an opportunity to share, but we will be coming back, so stand by. I want to now transition in a beautiful light who is such a tremendous blessing in my life, one of my dear sister friends. We are continuing to grow in our bonded relationship. I can say so much about this individual, but I'm going to have her to transition and share in a few words how she would identify who she is. Let's give a virtual boardroom welcome to Yolanda Mason.
Hello, family. So I was thinking about what is a proper introduction for myself. And I named myself the word that I picked to be on my actual name badge was the word success. And so I don't want to go away from that word. I want to stay connected with that word. But how I am successful and how I support business owners is through multimedia, through social media, and brand strategy sessions. That is how I support God's community.
And I know there's so many other layers to this beautiful light known as Yolanda Mason. And I have to say, Yolanda encouraged me on my journey because the wind shock was an undertaking that was literally birthing a vision with no money. I know many of you listening in are thinking, oh, you have to have all this money before you can convert and do the assignment that God has called you to. And I am a testimony to say, no, you don't. And so when I put out and cast the vision, just moving forward with what I believe God gave me the charge to do, Yolanda blessed me because she was the very first ticket sold. And when you're birthing a vision with no money, that is encouraging. So, Yolanda, I just wanted to thank you again for your support. I appreciate you greatly. Share with us, you know, you had this on your calendar, actually. What was it, like 3 months, at least 2 months? I know you had it on your calendar. So there was great anticipation for this wind shop. I trust that it met the expectations. Let us hear your heart around your experience.
So, you know, I did have a great expectation, and I really prayed that that this encounter or this session was going to be different like none other. I was really looking for sisterhood. I know that, you know, everybody has a different reason why they show up. But for me, I really wanted my cup to be filled. And so I knew that it was going to come through via our conversations. It was going to come through our interactions. It was going to come through us sharing that there was going to be some major takeaways from this session. And I have to tell you, there was a lot of information shared, but can I be honest, the one thing that really ministered to me specifically was, I believe her name is Renee, she shared the fact that God has called each individual one of us for a vision and a purpose. And what God has given to you is an answer to somebody else's prayer. So that means that the longer I stay on the launching pad and do not launch what God has called me to do, his people will not have the resources and the information that he's granted or bestowed upon me to share with his people, right? And so the urgency on facilitating bringing forth, birthing God's vision for me was reignited in that session. So that was my biggest takeaway.
Wow. Well, I am so happy to hear that, and thank you for being our social media guru in the house. Mm-hmm. I want to give each of you ladies an opportunity to share because I know you're all business professionals in your own right. Yolanda, how would individuals get in touch with you and all that you have to offer as it relates to brand management and photography, social media, what you have shared, what you haven't shared? How would they stay connected with you? Did I lose my Yolanda?
Here. I'm sorry. I put it on mute. I'm sorry. So how they would connect with me is if they go on any of the social media platforms, my company name is YMM Media. And then if they connect with me, they can connect to me there or through Yolanda CEO Coach. So those are the two major platforms. And pretty much if they search any of those, they'll be able to connect to any of my feeds and or any of my social media pages that they can connect to get further information.
Wonderful. Stand by. We definitely want to stay engaged with you, but I'm going to transition in our next panelist. This individual is such a beautiful light. I mean, when I think of someone that has such a sweet spirit and a hunger and heart and passion for God, this individual's face comes to mind. I want to bring in Minister Yumiko Norris. Share with our listeners who you are in a few words. Who is Yumiko Norris and your workshop, Windshop experience?
Good evening, Coach Adams, and thank you for allowing me to participate on this panel with such phenomenal women of God. I am a mother. I am a prayer intercessor, a grandmother, just a woman of God that truly loves the Lord and loves sharing who He is in my life with those that I meet on a daily basis.
Wonderful. And so I know how you heard about the Wind Shop, but why don't you share with our audience, how did you happen to hear about this Wind Shop?
I have known Coach Minister Shania Adams since she was a young woman. I used to work with her mother, and actually the workshop was a gift to me from her mother. I was unable to attend the previous workshop, so she wanted to ensure that I would be there for this one. And, you know, I go back to what Sister Rose said. If I had two words to identify the experience, I would say that was unparalleled and preternatural.
Wow. You ladies are really, like, blessing me with your reflection as the word choices that you're using, because you're speaking from a point of your experience. And for those of you that are just tuning in, you've joined Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're sharing and having a rich and engaging dialogue. We're doing a Shape of Wind Shop reflection, and we were just hearing from Yumiko Norris, who was sharing from her point of view. Anything else stand out for you, Yumiko, or that you would like to share regarding your Wind Shop experience?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, Yolanda kind of took a little bit of my information. One of my favorites, along with strategy, that Brittany spoke about was execution. You indicated that you have to do something. It does not just happen. Well, you follow through and do it. Birthing your visions and following your goals will cost you something, sacrifice. Are you willing to pay the price? Grow in greater time management. And I just want to read a scripture that reminded me so much of part of what we learned. Habakkuk 2:3 says, "For the vision yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." And I love one of the things that you discussed was the 24 hours in a day. You indicated that we had 8 hours of working, 8 hours of leisure, and 8 hours to sleep. And it's what we do within that time of leisure that actually takes us to that next level. And I want to challenge the listeners in asking, in those 16 hours of leisure and sleep, I know some of that involves maybe traveling to and from work aside from just working. Maybe you have children and you have a household and you have to cook and clean. And there are other things that are involved in those 16 hours besides leisure and sleep. But I want to challenge each and every person, how many of those hours do you spend with the Lord consistently? Can you take even 30 minutes out of those 16 hours of sleep or eating? Can you sacrifice because one of the things you discussed was sacrificing. And I love when you talked about the three practical steps you said, can you take to convert and move in your vision? Take the steps to move forward toward the vision. Use leisure time focus on goals and not waste time. Pray to God for discernment and clarity, and make a decision to establish a date or a timeline. You said someone is waiting what is in you to be birthed out, and that goes back to what Sister Yolanda just said. The conference was just on a whole nother level, and I expressed with the other ladies, it was I came with expectation, and it truly surpassed my expectation by leaps and bounds. It was so, so heartfelt, and just hearing all the testimonies and how God is moving his people into place, hearing the women that were taking their daily talents and their gifts and letting God stir them up so that they can expand those gifts to help those that couldn't help themselves. That's what I took away from that we all have a gift unto the Lord, and we just have to focus on God and get that discernment on what our gifts are and how they can be developed. But they can't be developed unless we have that personal relationship with him and allow him to move on our behalf and in our spirits to get us where he's trying to take us in our predestiny.
Wow, I thank you for that reflection. It's so powerful to hear, again, from each of you ladies and your point of view. And, you know, as I was listening, I was thinking about what if Saturday, July 23rd, did not happen? What if there was no wind shop on this past Saturday, July 23rd, 2016? And I'm opening that up to any of our panelists. I'm just curious, what if there was no wind shop with all of what you just indicated you got? And I birthed the vision, and it was great. It was a great cost to birthing it, but that's what birthing is. What if it didn't happen?
This is Rose real quick. As Minister Yumiko just mentioned, it was all about sacrifice. You made that sacrifice for us. Those who were there made sacrifices for others as we listened. Again, we all didn't get to chime in so that everyone knew what we were working on because it wasn't about us. You know, it was about the other beautiful, powerful women in the audience. After the wind shop, my mission was to shoot out all the documents I promised to Kim with regards to getting her 501c3 set up. And to me, that was even a higher blessing. I hope I'm making myself clear. So again, it wasn't so much about everyone being able to state what's going on. It's what can I do to help someone else? What sacrifice can I make as you made for us by having a budget or no budget to crowd in that space and have many of us walk away with not only your gems, Coach Adams, but the great feeling of knowing I touched someone, I heard someone, someone gave me nuggets, as Brittany mentioned, of information, even if it was a word in the networking, even if it was the word on our little name tags. So this was fabulous. And I am so grateful to the women as well as yourself.
And I am equally grateful because, of course, if the wind shop did not occur on this past Saturday, we wouldn't have today's broadcast because it would be a moot point. The conversations that all of us have had post, they wouldn't have gone forth because there wouldn't have been this to speak about. And I love that you brought out that great networking component because that's really what you're saying. You are networking with Kim. You saw that I have something, I can support her. And that was important to me as well, that I would create an environment that would lend to this networking that there would be this support beyond that. Now you're building relationships, and how can I help you with your vision and whatever the case may be. So I love that. Anyone else want to chime in at this stage before we open the lines up to our listening audience?
Minister Shania, this is Yumiko. I definitely have to chime in, and I truly, truly concur with Sister Gloria. There was such a connection, such a bondship from the videographer to the photographer to you as the moderator to those that were in attendance. It was truly God ordained to the highest level of power, to authority. God was truly present. We came together, and as was already discussed, it was truly an awesome time of support of those that God has given a vision to move forward in. And it was an inspiration to each of us that were still trying to determine what our predestined will is in the Lord. It was just such a time of transformation. And it's a time of just encouraging us to really hear the word of God and just ask him, Lord, what will you have of me? How can I say yes to your will? Because it was powerful to another level that you can't even really express over this line. You just had to have been there because God truly was moving in that place, and his anointing has taken us to other levels, other depths and heights in our lives, truly, truly, through using you as the forefront, as the vessel. So we praise God for you, for your obedience and your perseverance and endurance and just going forward with that in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Well, I thank you because, again, perseverance was a part of that, and just making the decision to say what appeared impossible. As all of you know, I did an illustration with the paper and asked the question, can I walk through this paper? And, of course, logically, it doesn't seem possible, but yet we saw that when we start thinking outside of the box and we start saying, how can I versus it's impossible, and looking at how can I make this possible, we can do things that we didn't think that we could even do, like walking through paper. The reality is, did I walk through paper on Saturday?
You did.
Literally, not just figuratively, but literally. And so I want to take this opportunity. We may have someone in our global audience that maybe you were at the Wind Shop and you would like to share. We would welcome you in at this time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Maybe you were not there and you have a question for our panel. This is the time in our broadcast here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You, when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do have to dial in. So you would need to call 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I would like to hear from you ladies, any other thoughts around this experience that you would like to share? Anybody?
Okay, Coach Adams, this is Yumiko again. I was trying to give someone else an opportunity. My favorite part was when you talked about the keys to effective goal setting, when you talk about the envision, and you said you have to grab what God is showing you to continue your journey, seeing it clearly on the inside, and the plans, making your plans lift the stress. God is the ultimate plan. And then you talked about commit. Commit means you have to be fully committed. You have to know why it is more important than how, and why this goal. And you said ask the question why. Faith is uncomfortable. It is vibrant. It is life. The why is more important than the how. And then you talked about desire and develop. Know your target and set milestones on the way. And you said, when will the vision be birthed? When will we achieve these goals? when will the vision, have, you told us to have milestone targets, and there's a fine line balance between walking on the water and trusting in God. And that's what I got out of it. I love the goals and the accountability. God is truly, truly speaking to our hearts. And, you know, you've heard the word tells us to write down the vision. And I want to challenge myself as well as the audience. How many of you truly journalize? How many do you write down when you hear God's voice? Do you write down what he is speaking and look back and say, oh, Lord, this is what you said, and now here it's come to fruition? And that's why I heard over and over again in that conference, women that were hearing from God and moving in what he had ordained and orchestrated them to do. It was just amazing, and it truly was encouraging and motivating, and really has me just sitting still and saying, okay, Lord, I need to hear your voice, because I know that you have a plan for my life, and I need to walk into your presence and to your footsteps that you've ordained on my life.
I am so speechless. And here I am, a coach, I'm a master motivator, I'm a speaker, I'm one that is truly a wordsmith. And your reflections, I am just so humbled and in awe. I am wow. That's all I can say is I am truly wowed. We do have a caller. So, panel, if you would stand by, want to definitely hear from each of you again in just a moment. I'm transitioning our caller in, area code 702, last four digits, 5600. You are live on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams and our Shape Up Reflection panel.
Good evening, Coach Adams. I would like to thank you for having your panelists. They actually let me know what I miss. I regret that I was not there to receive all the blessings and the networking and the spirituality that your guests have shared. I mean, they gave me some words: perfection, extraordinary, reflection, challenging, success, phenomenal. Oh, I can't even read my own writing. I wrote all these things down, and I want to say to the ladies on your panel, each and every one of you, and thank you so much for sharing your experience of the wind shop.
Go right ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, every one of your panelists gave me something to hold on to. Each and every one of them.
Oh, that is so awesome. And I thank you for chiming in, and I'm sorry that you missed it. I trust that in the future you'll be able to make the plans to travel in and join us. We had an individual that drove as far as Fresno. We had someone from Banning. We had someone from Hemet. The distances that individuals made that journey and sacrifice to be there was definitely another humbling experience for me to have that awareness. I'm going to ask our caller if you will press 1 on your telephone keypad, if you would do that so that we can remove you from the host queue. If you have another question or comment, of course, we can transition you in. Again, I want to remind you that our broadcast is open to our global listening audience, and you're welcome to press 1 on your telephone keypad to share in the discussion. Press 1. If you're sitting at your electronic device, you have to dial in, and the number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, our broadcast is open, and you're welcome to chime in. I want to go back to Yolanda Mason. Yolanda, I want to ask you, would you recommend that others attend a wind shop in the future, the next time it's offered?
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, here's the thing. I think anybody who wants to participate, who is thinking about participating, I think the thing that is very, very amazing is that if you come with the spirit of expectation and you come with a servant heart, what happens is God is, you're going to get what it is that you need to get from that particular workshop. If it is to develop relationships, partnerships, collaborations, if it is to hear an encouraging word from somebody, or just to be reminded of the things that you absolutely need to implement and move forward with. I think that there's obviously you're sharing all of your golden nuggets from the podium, but then there's all these amazing conversations happening within all the business owners that are participating, that were giving amazing resources and coming up with next steps for people who are really asking the question, what do I do next, right? And so I think that the just as much as you're coming to receive, come also with the heart of giving, because I believe that that is really the secret sauce of this event, that there was people that came in who really needed to get direct answers. And what happened is there was people also that were there that were holding space for that person to get what they needed as a takeaway from that session. And so wherever it is that you are in the business owner, wherever you are in your maturity curve, if you just started, if you have a vision or an idea, it's a great place to come. If you've been in business for 5 years and now you need to recalibrate, reevaluate where you're at, where you're going, what is it that God is calling you to do next, this is an amazing forum to participate in and really come away with what it is that God wanted you to receive that day. So coming in and having an open heart, I think, sets a platform for that, and coming with the open heart and saying, okay, Lord, you're going to orchestrate, you're going to have me communicate, have me develop a relationship with somebody who can actually help me to get to the next level. And then also, I want to come to be of service to the women that are going to be in the room. And so it was just an amazing session. So absolutely, I would recommend for somebody else to go. And moving forward, I definitely will be engaged and will be supporting whatever I can to support you to get more people to know or hear the voice of what's taking place at those sessions, because that was an amazing event.
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate that, my Yolanda, and you're a great person I know to have on one's team, and I thank you for extending your support. I want to ask the question of Miss Rose. And, you know, I love that our caller shared that through the reflection of what we're sharing, that we're really helping to give her a snapshot of what she missed, and that's really what I desired, is to really take the listening audience into this event that, for whatever reason, they were not there, and to have them to be able to hear your reflections around the virtual boardroom associated with your experience. Again, that desire for an experience. Ms. Rose, is there anything else that you would like to share, that you would like to highlight, that stood out to you, why individuals should not only plan to attend, but even encourage others to attend in their circle?
Absolutely. After the wind shop, you know that I sent you a plethora of emails. I don't know if you've had the chance to check them out, but again, I was just so inspired, and the what God put on my heart to assist in gathering sheep to undergo all that you've been anointed to share. I have also reached out to several people in my network to make contact with you, because the power of your wind shop is going to help many people that I know. And many people I know are perfectionists. They do their jobs extremely well, but there are those areas, those pockets, those buckets of opportunity in interacting with other women who are anointed and blessed and are looking to gel, find those nuggets to help them in their godly journey to be all that God has
required them to be. So, yes, I would refer you to anyone and everyone in my network. And as you've blasted me some great information that I am intending to forward to a lot of people in my network this evening. So that's how touched I am by what I experienced. And as I shared with you real short, I don't do exactly what you do. I touch upon it probably 50% in my instructional design, building out software material, creating e-learnings, distant learning, using cutting-edge technologies. However, I don't do what you do, and I don't have that anointing, and that's okay, but I am going to make it a point to go through my contacts to ensure that women experience what I have experienced.
Wow, thank you so much. I know in this broadcast I have said, wow, I don't know how many times, but that's the word that continues to come forth after I hear each of you share. And Ms. Rose, I know that you do consulting. How would one listening in say, wow, I need her services? How would they be able to connect with you? Are you even taking on any more clients?
Wow, I was doing that for 15 years for corporations as well as small businesses, creating branding, brochures, web design. I'm a master web designer. However, that has taken a second is in the background right now that I am probably a week away from completing my book. But as soon as I'm back in the market to assist my fellow sisters, then I will definitely broadcast some of those services that I offer.
Okay, perfect. And I want our listening audience to know, and we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for You. You do still have a few moments to chime in. The broadcast is open, and we invite you to share in the discussion. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment, press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're sitting at your computer or on an electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. It's a safe space, and we welcome your interaction. As we continue around our virtual boardroom, I want to go back to Yumiko Norris. Yumiko, would you recommend to others that they should attend and participate in a wind shop?
I would have to concur with Miss Gloria. I have shared so much information with so many people. I'm sorry, Miss Rose. I apologize. I have shared your information with so many people in the past, but I am going to be even more forceful and more aggressive. I hate to use the word aggressive in God's spirit, but more aggressive. We're trying to encourage people to attend because I do know many people who are in self-businesses, and as was previously indicated by Yolanda, it's a benefit. It was so phenomenal, and I learned so much, and I'm not trying to become a business, but we all have a gift, and God truly blessed and stirred up so many gifts within that place, and it was just really so heartfelt and just so humbling to see how God was using his people with their talents and gifts on that day. And, yes, I would definitely encourage anyone who's listening, if you have any kind of a network base, please, please share, because everyone, as was said earlier, will come away with some morsel or some manna from heaven above. You truly would, and you would be amiss not to attend because it was truly just awesome, awesome, very inspirational, and just takes you to another level in your life and your spiritual walk, just overall. So we just say to God be the glory for what he did and what he is going to continue to do through you and through your reaching out to the masses.
Well, I thank you, our esteemed panel, for chiming into Motivational Mondays on today. I want to let our global listening audience know and be reminded that we have set up a Facebook Motivational Mondays group so that we can continue this dialogue. We definitely want to continue the conversation. Our team would love to hear from you. Any show thoughts and ideas, any other thoughts that you have, if you need to get in touch with someone, this is a proper forum that has been set up for us to be able to do so. I do so appreciate each and every one of you tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and I want to stay connected with you. If I'm not already a part of, you're not already a part of my network and we're not already entangled, I ask that you please visit my website, coachadams.com, coachadams.com. This is a way in which you can stay connected and stay up to date on events and things that are happening. I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey, and this is really specifically focused on you achieving greater success. Different resources are available, and twice a year, as you've heard, we offer the Win Shop, January and July. So I hate to tell you that you're going to have to wait until January the 28th is the next tentative date. January the 28th. Time flies so quickly, before you know it, this time will be here. If you have an interest, visit my website and shoot a note and say, hey, I'm interested. I want to get a ticket in advance for the next Win Shop. In addition to that, of course, you can tune in every Monday right here on Inspired Media for You to Motivational Mondays and receive your weekly dose and infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. In addition to that, Coach Adams offers group coaching. One-on-one coaching is, of course, a speaker and a trainer available to support and empower your group. So don't hesitate to give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. On next week's broadcast, we're going to reconnect and look at our Shape Up series from a different point of view. You don't want to miss it. I want to go around the virtual boardroom one last and final time as we prepare to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close. Any closing thoughts or remarks, ladies, on our panel today? Any closing thoughts or remarks before we bring today's broadcast to a close? Miss Yolanda, Rose, or Yumiko?
Hi, Coach Adams. I'm sorry. It's Yumiko again. And I do want
to
leave one
apologize.
Thought.
Yes.
And this is by Dr. Cindy Trim in her book, Rules of Engagement. And she says, mastery in your life starts with mastery of your thoughts, which is tantamount to self-discipline. If you don't control what you think, you can't control what you do and who you become. And she's taking that from Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's a powerful thought to close out on. Anyone else have a closing remark or a thought to leave us with today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams?
This
I take
Rose,
that as
be on the phone.
Yeah. Go ahead.
This is Rose, and I'm looking forward to the next Motivational Monday.
Wonderful. And Miss Rose, we are looking forward to having you on as a guest when you release your book to share about that and your journey. So definitely keep us posted so that we can get that on calendar and get that schedule. Looking forward to a follow-up time with you here on Motivational Mondays.
Coach
God,
Yolanda.
Yes.
Hi, I'm sorry, I keep talking and I'm on mute. I apologize. So,
no worries.
I just wanted to, So one of the things that I wanted to just kind of share with everybody, I think it's really, really important that as you're moving forward and setting your goals and planning the success plan for the Lord, I think it's really important that we stay intentional about what we watch, what we listen to, who we are around on a daily basis. Every single day counts. Every day of activity, even though we have our 8, 8, and 8, we got to make sure that we stay intentional in that leisure time to really soak, pray, really ask the Lord, what is it he wants us to do? What activities does he want us to focus on the vision, right? A lot of times I'm a planner by nature, and so I plan to the T, to the minute, what it is that I'm doing next. But then you also have to have open flexibility when God says stop, wait, and go. And when he's doing all those in that process, sometimes your brain is, I gotta go. I'm fired up. This is exciting. I'm fulfilling God's purpose and we want to move forward. But then God's like, I need you to slow down because I need you to recalibrate this component of what you're doing right now. I need you to stop, or I need you to listen to me. You know, so I think it's important to be intentional in our planning. It's important in getting our vision, getting it on paper, making it plain. But I think it's what's another thing that's important about the vision is you need to share it with somebody. If you are not sharing it amongst at least one other person outside yourself, it is a complete secret. So I really want to challenge everybody, those of you who are working on projects that you have told nobody about, what happens is because it's a secret, nobody's holding you accountable for it. So it's really important that you partner up with somebody who you can be accountable to make sure that whatever the date is, wiggle room, whatever it's going to be one way or the other, that it's going to be accomplished by that date because you verbally have shared it with somebody else. You put it on paper and you shared it with somebody else. Amen? And so anyways, I just wanted to share those couple of nuggets I was thinking as we were going through the broadcast today that God kept kind of stirring up in my spirit to share with you all. Thank you.
Wonderful, and thank you so much. Great richness to close out today's broadcast here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our esteemed panel. And, you know, as you were sharing, Yolanda, I definitely want to see us do some greater partnering and having you to bring an aspect of richness. So we'll talk about that offline. That just literally started stimulating as you were speaking. So I'm looking forward to speaking about that further for the next Wind Shop, January 28th. Now is the time to plan. Again, we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams, the one who inspires. Signing off for now, I coach and you win. Tune in next week for our Shape Up series as we're going to be looking at birthing a vision with no money.